WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Last week, I talked about the spikes seen in radar reflectivity images at sunrise and sunset. But there's another spike that can be seen during severe weather. And this is a three-body scatter spike. A three-body scatter spike is an artifact on a weather radar image indicative of large hail. They are identified by a spike of weak reflectivity echoes that extend out from a thunderstorm and away from the radar site. Also known as hail spikes, these are produced when energy from the radar hits hail and is deflected to the ground. The energy hits the ground and is deflected back to the hail, where it is then deflected back to the radar. Because of the energy hitting the ground at least once and the hail multiple times, it has a weaker return echo than the energy that went from the radar to the hail and directly back to the radar. The spike occurs where the energy took more time to travel from the hail to the ground and back, as opposed to the energy that went directly from the hail to the radar. This results in the radar picking up the energy at a later time, which puts the echo further away from the radar than the actual location of the hail on the same radial path. Since hail cores are most intense at higher elevations, hail spikes only appear at the levels aloft that accompany the most intense hail. The name three-body scatter comes about because the radar energy is scattered three times, once when the radar beam hits the hail, once when it hits the ground, and a third time when it is scattered back to the radar by the hail aloft. The three scatterings illustrate the triple reflection of the radar beam, thus the term three-body scatter spike. Okay. Because of the observed accuracy in indicating large hail aloft, hail spikes identify thunderstorms that could produce severe hail at the ground, that is, hail 3/4 of an inch in diameter or larger. This would warrant the issuance of a severe thunderstorm warning, or at least the mention of large hail in statements or other warnings. Okay, enough spiking for two episodes. Questions about the weather? They can be emailed to question@weatherbrains.com.